Extreme Vocabulary is not your typical word of the day podcast. On Extreme Vocabulary, we don't just define words, we contextualize them in terms of their history, etymology, politics, and aesthetics. In other words, we look at the culture behind words. Today I'm here with Efren, Abe, and Aaron once again. How you doing, Abe?
Dude, I'm great.
How are you doing, Aaron?
I'm just dandy. That was supposed to be a Frank Nelson imitation. Apologies.
Efren, how are you doing?
Excellent.
Dude, really?
Yes.
Dude, seriously? Are you just going to be that far away from the mic right now?
Oh, I thought I was already close. All right. Dude. You just want me to... Yeah.
I'm using the negative form of today's word.
Dude.
Dude.
All right.
Do you ever say dude to be, like, mean? Like, dude.
Shut
dude.
Up. Dude.
Dude, shut up.
I don't think I have.
Dude.
Sometimes, like, you don't hear somebody say dude unless, like, you really offended them.
It becomes an interjection, yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Is it an interjection, Abe?
It can be, yes. All right.
Tell me more.
Yeah. I should say more about our word. Dude. All right. So I think what I discovered about this word is that dude is an American invention.
Mm.
It's
was it made on the Dude Ranch?
The American is a dude.
Mm.
Apparently.
Wow.
So Yankee Doodle went to town riding on a pony. Stuck a feather in his head and called it macaroni. Apparently, dude comes from the word doodle, or is the short form of doodle.
Yankee Doodle. Oh, God.
Mm. So it comes from that song?
Yeah. So, and then, so the word doodle itself is a noun, and it means a silly or foolish person. A synonym of that is a noodle. So we're not talking about food here.
That's where the macaroni comes in. I was like, that was stupid. Why macaroni?
Yeah, so noodle then is also used colloquially to refer to a stupid or silly person, a fool or an idiot.
Noodle. Your brain is also your noodle, right?
Yeah, but dude doesn't quite have such a strong connotation of idiocy, I think. Mm. It kind of loses a bit of that, and, you know, like every word transforms as it goes on, you know, through time. But yeah, so that would mean that the Yankee is a dude, mm. right? So the American is the quintessential dude.
You say a dude is not necessarily dumb or something like that, but still to use the term dude, you tend not to do that with the people that you respect the most or like have the most deference to. I think, yeah.
If you're just hanging around, right? The people you're just hanging around with.
Yeah, you could have very much respect for the people you hang around and use dude a lot, but then the people who are like your superiors or something, you might not use that term.
Mm-hmm.
Because it might be calling them...
Would you call your parents dude? Or do you?
Yeah.
You sometimes do?
I mean, I would. I'm just saying, yeah. What about you?
I wouldn't.
You have a lot of deference towards your parents?
Not so much deference, just, I don't know, it wouldn't feel appropriate just to me personally. It's like, I don't want to call my mom dude. She wouldn't like it either, number one. I'm your mother!
What about the plural, like dudes?
Yeah. No.
Hmm.
I would use guys before I use dudes, like if I was just not even thinking about it, I'd know right away. You guys. And you guys has become, you know, gender neutral at this point. Yeah, I've been in a room full of, you know, girls, and then they say, hey guys, how's it going?
Yeah.
And they don't even blink twice. They don't even think about it.
Remember in the 80s when we used to, well, it was never really a thing, but the Ninja Turtles would be like dudes and dudettes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And did anybody else ever say dudette?
Dudette didn't really catch on.
Yeah, I don't think it did.
Sometimes I hear girls call each other dude. And I still think it's a little weird, but it's cool.
Maybe it's the shortened version of dudette.
No, and I think, like, I've heard women call guys dude too, like, to be like bro, like another word of saying, way of saying bro.
Or homie.
Yeah.
Let me add a few more things to that, just to give some more background information. So, so it might, you know, dude might be a shortening of the word doodle. And it was, the word dude itself was popularized in New York in 1883. So that's the late 19th century. And might also be associated with the aesthetic movement. That would mean that somebody like Oscar Wilde, you know, like this Irish dude who's like, who was always dressed like fashionably and like eccentrically and a little flashy, you know, and he would walk with his cane and all that, you know,
walking his lobster, right?
He was called a dandy, but that would mean that the dandy is also a kind of synonym for a dude.
I could see that.
So on the one hand, it's, you know, we have the idea of, you know, the dude is a kind of silly person or stupid or something like that. But then maybe also not, right? That the dude is a kind of city slicker who is, you know, well-dressed, you know? So there's that.
Like stud or something. Well, not that.
Not necessarily stud, but somebody who is kind of artsy, right? Who, like, cares for themselves or something like that. Who has some kind of care aesthetic.
One of the interesting things I'm thinking about since we're talking about this is, like, how did that, or maybe you're going to discuss this, but how did dude go from that to being associated with California surfer culture, right? Because I can't separate the word dude from California surfer culture.
Dude,
yet radical. It seems like if we're talking about the connection to Yankee, it seems very East Coast.
Right.
I was thinking that too when you mentioned Yankee Doodle. I'm like, oh, okay, it totally makes sense in that respect. But then I think of, like, I don't think of a Yankee as a dude. I think of dude, like, if we're thinking American, like, okay, inside America, instead of globally, like, dude is an American thing. You come here, dude is not a Yankee Doodle East Coast thing. Dude is like West, the West. Dude is the dude ranch. You know, dude is a cowboy kind of thing.
Well, right. Well, the dude is the city person who is not accustomed to rural life or to, you know, the ranch. Mm. So the dude ranch is like a way of attracting dudes to the ranch, right? Mm. It's a business project, right? It's like, how can I get, like, city people to come visit the ranch so I can make money from my hotel or whatever, you know?
And that's how we get the plot for City Slickers.
Oh, right. A dude ranch is an artificial ranch.
It's a way of creating the ranch experience for city people.
When you said artificial,
I did not know that. Without them having to do, like, all the work or whatever, you know? Like, the actual hard work that is required to live and off the ranch land itself.
A lot of, you know, I do know the word dude ranch. Didn't really know what it meant. But I always associated the word dude and dude ranch to the cowboys. Mm-hmm. Like, you go to the dude ranch, that's where the cowboys live. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you're actually the dude. You're the
dude. Yeah. Dude.
Yeah.
Look at these dudes coming in here.
So, what you were talking about, Efren, this idea of, you know, the surfer dude from California, from sunny California with his tan and all that, right? Again, I think we have to like trace the historical trajectory of the term, right? It's that it comes from this, like, Yankee Doodle, right? This kind of person who has thrown off the crown, right? And thrown off, like, the stiff politics of the crown and all that, and attained some kind of, you know, general human condition. I don't know what we could call it, right?
Agency?
No, it's like, I am no longer going to be a subject of the crown, and therefore I can throw off all the stiffness of what it means to live under the crown, right? And I can just sort of, like, be myself. Mm-hmm. In other words, I can be my democratic self, right? So, like, democracy actually has something to do with becoming a dude or a Yankee.
An individual, right?
Yeah, where you can be yourself and it's fine, right? And that's sort of, that's the meaning that actually, like, stays with the word dude throughout time, is that we finally get to the surfer dude. The surfer dude is the person who's like, everything is fine. I'm not going to stress out about anything. You know, if there's a problem, like, it'll take care of itself. You know, I don't need to stress myself or anything like that, right? I can continue surfing and let that be my life. So that that's the philosophy of dudism.
Namaste, dude.
Yeah. Or the philosophy of putting, what's the name? Jeffrey Lebowski.
And the image that's associated with that still is putting macaroni in your hat or something?
A feather. It's some stupid action that's meaningless that has...
But macaroni.
Yeah, like what's the meaning
of
that?
You call it macaroni. Because isn't it stick a feather in your hat and call it macaroni?
Yeah, but the word doodle refers to macaroni, right? Is that what you were saying earlier?
A noodle.
Yeah, I was saying earlier that doodle is related to noodle.
Uh-huh.
And that dude becomes the short form of doodle. So, yeah. Mm. I mean...
Yankee noodle.
Yeah.
Yankee noodle went to town... clicking his chopsticks.
And also the image, by the way, is like Dadaism or something, right?
Mm-hmm. In what way?
Putting a feather in your hat and calling it macaroni.
That's Dadaism.
Wouldn't it be like proto-Dadaism or something?
You're making a good case for it here.
I don't know how to make a case for something being Dadaism, except that it's so absurd that it...
Yeah. Isn't Dada, the way I see it, remember Dada in art, is the what I immediately picture is a blank canvas and then like blue baby feet walked across it.
Oh. Yeah. I think Dadaism, if I had to put in academic terms, I would say an argument that there is no signified. How about that? Yeah.
I don't know if anybody understands what that means.
Oh. It's fine.
Go back to our earlier, I forget which episode of the two, where we mentioned Ogre from Revenge of the Nerds. Oh, yeah, from Nerd. Saying, what if C-A-T really spelled dog? That's signifier and signified.
Yeah.
Let me say a few more things. Okay. The word itself, of course, has several definitions or several ways we use it. The idea of the dude as a dandy, or, you know, that's rare now. We don't really use it that way anymore, right? We have other words.
Hipster.
Yeah, for that kind of a person, yeah. But the idea of the city slicker is still kind of associated with it, you know. We do use it in a more general sense just to refer to anybody, like... what we were talking about right now, right? You walk into a room and you say, what's up, dudes? You know, everybody's just dude, right?
Long as it's an informal setting.
Yeah, so that's like dude as a greeting or something
if
like that.
If you do that like in an executive board meeting, you're like Pauly Shore, basically. What's up, dudes? And they all look at you like, what?
Pauly Shore.
There was a movie, Chairman of the Board, and Pauly Shore was the chairman of the board. It was pretty... I didn't watch it.
Isn't Carrot Top in it, too?
Carrot Top, I'm sorry, it wasn't Pauly Shore. I mixed those guys up for some reason.
I think Pauly Shore was Jury Duty or something.
Yeah, I might be conflating the two, very likely. Good catch. Very well done. It was Carrot Top, he's right.
Dude can also be a form of exclamation.
Dude!
Dude, what was that?
Dude, why?
And of course, dude is like a more specific type of person, right? Somebody who is a surfer or a skater a stoner.
Oh, those dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what I find interesting is dude can be a very familiar, like your friend. You call your friend dude. Also, a dude can be a guy you don't know, and you're just like, that dude.
Yeah.
Or like, hey, dude. Yeah, you can do that, and it's acceptable. Yeah. Usually, a dude is like, I would think of it when somebody you don't know, it's like, oh, that girl I used to like, she's dating some dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always some dude with disdain. Yeah. Some like, dude.
Who is that dude with a this? Or who is that dude with a...
Yeah. So it definitely cuts both ways.
Mm-hmm. So there's a bit of a pejorative element, right? Mm. Of insult.
Tone has a lot to do with it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tone and context.
Which, of course, it made me wonder, of course, whether there is such a thing as a female dude. And we talked about dudette, but dudette didn't seem to survive.
Didn't stick.
It didn't stick. Can women be dudes?
Oh, yeah.
Is it just men?
I've called plenty of women dudes in my life.
How did that work out?
Neutral. They either were happy or they weren't. but it had nothing to do with dude usually.
I feel like we have a lot of synonyms for dude today, like bro, or bro. What else?
Man, like hey man.
Man, bro, dude, man. Brah.
Yo, hey yo.
Yo, SA, homie.
All right, those. Well, yeah. What were they again? Homie and what?
Yeah, we'll find out later.
Yeah, we'll find out later.
A little spoiler there.
I mean, yeah, so there's that. So, you know, so I think all I'm saying, of course, repeating myself, is that the dude is an American, or it's an American invention.
Yeah.
So that in itself is kind of interesting to think about.
When do you think the gender started to fall off of that word?
Good question.
Has it fallen off at all?
I don't think it's fallen off. I think it's faded. I think it's...
Yeah, sloughed off. Not totally fallen off. But... I remember even thinking that a guy had to be a man. Well, I guess that's still true. Mm-hmm. If you're going to use a singular. Like, you wouldn't say, some dude stole my skateboard if it was a girl. That would be confusing.
It would be more likely some chick stole my skateboard.
Yeah, maybe chick is the word that stuck, right?
Not chick, dude. Yeah, chick, dude. Yeah, but chick also is not always welcome.
Yeah, I used to call all dudes dudes and all women like chicks, and some much smarter people than me in my life told me not to use that word chick, and I stopped ever since. Except for right now in this podcast, but I'm just, it was an example.
I don't think they told you necessarily, you can't use this word, because then you might have been like, oh, fuck it for you. I'd have one.
My first instincts, when I'm told not to do something, my first instincts are, or to listen and go, am I right? Are they probably right?
My point is they probably showed you that this is why it could be offended
people. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, it was more, it's a convincing move, not just a...
So what's wrong with chick?
It's
that
like,
we're calling women it's a baby hens chicken or something.
A baby hen.
there's something pejorative for about it, according to some people and some people's view, which
I get it.
What's the worst? Never mind.
Yeah, you know already.
I was gonna say, what's the worst thing you can call a guy, and is that getting? Is there anything like approximating a pejorative on the opposite side?
Can we use that language?
It's like a gender thing. F-boy? Are you thinking F-boy?
No, I am now.
What's it?
I was thinking of D. Something starts with a D.
Oh, yeah.
Is it the problem that the men frequently refer to women as animals? So there's chick, and then there's...
Fox.
Am I allowed to say the B word? Well, we'll just keep it as the B word. But yeah, so like the female dog, right? That we're frequently animalizing, or what would that be? Yeah. We're referring to them as animals.
And then somebody mentioned fox right now, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little older. It's a little older, but yeah, it still applies.
Birds.
Yeah. Oh, that's a British one, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll shag that Italian bird, baby.
Yeah, I'm still thinking about like what is the worst thing a guy can be called, and like, it's funny how there's not a word, like, we didn't immediately all come to consensus about anything.
Because there isn't one word that, like, turns us in, basically commodifies us as animals, right?
Or not commodifies. I think the B word also, you don't use it just to mean girls. Birds you do sometimes use just to mean girls in general. Mm-hmm. And also chicks in general, I think. And foxes not so much. Fox has, like, a meaning behind it. Mm-hmm. But then as far as on the other side, dudes is fine. I think bro is bad. It's like getting bad.
Bro has become very bad now.
Well, it's a term now. It's a term. Bro-y, bro. It's an actual like...
It just sounds bad.
It's a signification now of a certain type of person.
Especially the way you said it earlier, Aaron.
Bro.
Like, no, not bro, but bra. Like bra.
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 Like what about...
That's the lazy terrible. Mouth. I hate that.
The lazy mouth.
Well, that's... Yeah. Like if I met somebody and you guys were like, oh, did you like him? I was like, he's kind of a bro.
That's bad.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
Yeah. Yeah, we've called each other bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we know it's different.
What if I said, he's kind of a dude? Then it'd sound like he's cool.
Yeah.
Like, let's go hang out with that guy.
Yeah.
Right, well, that's one of the meanings of dude. It's just, you're cool.
Can I nerd out for a minute with a very niche that nobody probably listening will yes, know about?
Please.
So in wrestling, there's this thing where, like, the guy, they're
called... What's
them,
wrestling?
They call them, not mat wrestling, the professional stuff version of it. The back in the locker room, they call each other brother because they're all the references, you know, colloquially is the boys. The boys are the guy, the workers, the guys who perform, and they get screwed by the bosses and everything, and aren't able to unionize. You know, go figure.
That's cute.
But yeah, so they call each other, you know, the brother. You know, it's a very common thing in the business. They're like, hey, brother, brother, and then of course the biggest one, Hulk Hogan. You know, they had this guy Kevin Nash. Some people might know out there. Very funny, tall, huge guy, but he worked with Hulk Hogan in the 90s when they were in the not WWF company. And and he's like, Hogan, Terry, used to want to do the brother, brother, brother. And I'm like, that's not cool anymore, man. So he wanted to do the brother, brother, brother. You know, they would call each other brother, too. And he did that in his promos a lot. He would be like, well, let me tell you something, brother. You know, that kind of thing. And then there's this writer who is no longer, you know, kind of like considered good anymore, but in the time he was considered edgy and out there. His name was Vince Russo, and he's a strong Long Island accent.
Did you say he's a writer?
He was a writer for TV for wrestling. Yeah, for both a lot of big companies. Basically, he went around and he got pushed around because they realized, okay, he's all about hot shotting. He's all about doing these outrageous gimmicks that have nothing to do with our business, and that's how he gets ratings. It's only a short shelf life. And he has this really strong Long Island accent. And he goes, his podcast, he goes, hey, bro. And he goes, hey, bro. And it's like this horrible accent. And he keeps using bro all the time in the most annoying way. Russo is a bro just because he calls everybody bro. It makes him a bro.
Bro.
No, he doesn't use bro.
We'll be right back with our literature of the day. Stick with us. On each week of Extreme Vocabulary, we feature a piece of literature that uses today's word. And Efren usually does the research to find the word. And sometimes he has something very interesting to say about the work as well. Efren, what do you got there?
Yeah, well, I have an excerpt from a pretty astounding novel by the name of Infinite Jest by David Foster Wallace.
Infinitely astounding.
Yes, from 1996. I'll admit, I haven't fully finished this book. I know you have, Josh, so defer to you on this one. But, you know, finding the word dude in literature is not as easy as you might think. You kind of have to search. Dude is not a word that I guess writers really want to use, at least writers that we know of. But let me, without further ado, I'm going to...
Without further ado.
A dude. Pun. I will read the excerpt, right, which is seems to be an interaction going on between Fultz and Roy. Hmm. And it goes like this. Johnette Fultz had hold of the Roy fellow's coat now with both hands and was trying to pull the fellow off. Kids scrabbling for purchase on the smooth parquet, saying, yo, Roy, T-man, easy there, dude, man, esse, bro, posse, crew, Holmes, Jim, brother, he's just new is all. But by this time, Erdetti had both arms around the guy's neck and was hugging him with such vigor, Kate Gomper later told Joelle Van Dyne it looked like Erdetti was trying to climb him.
Okay, thank you.
We see here, right? It's unclear of exactly what's going on, and I haven't.
Oh, it's an act of violence.
That's true, but we do see that a riff here. He riffs on the different sort of synonyms for dude, right? I'm just gonna repeat that part because I think that part's kind of interesting, right? Easy there, dude, man, esse, bro, posse, crew, Holmes, Jim, brother. He's just new, is all.
Posse.
Jim.
That one seems off. And crew also seems off. Because those are like plural.
Yeah, crew is more than one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jim is a weird one too. J-I-M?
And that's a reference to an actual person. Yeah, Jim. Yeah.
Oh, okay. But that's not who is in the scene, right?
You'd have to defer to Josh on that one.
Mm. So this is an episode of Vocabulario Increíble. See?
Extremo.
So what exactly is an essay?
What? Essay? Oh, it's just
it's a dude from Barrio 13.
Yeah, it's just like some random guy, I guess. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, well, what I'm getting actually from the whole list of like words that it throws out there is that they're all expressions of like male camaraderie or male affiliations.
Brother, bro.
That, yeah, calling somebody brother and dude and homie and all that are ways of, for guys to relate to one another, right? But if this is a scene of violence, then those words are being used kind of ironically there.
I thought they were being used as a way of keeping them apart, as like a
calming effect.
Like a diffusing. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's like borax or something.
Oh, I thought like he was he looking for ways to establish camaraderie to stop him, right?
Mm. Yeah.
So that's both.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, right. Like, dude, man, I said, bro, posse. Yeah. But it's also making fun of those attempts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. By repeating it so much, the character's made to repeat so many different synonyms. It's like he's looking for one that will find the connection.
If this book was written in 2016 and not 1996, what words do you think would be added to that list?
Fam.
Yeah, fam.
Fam. Is fam that old? Really?
Not that old.
I thought it was I'm saying it's 21st century word.
But that's what he's saying. Like, if this was written like
today, oh, right, right. Say, okay. Yeah. If it was written in this century.
Yeah. So we get fam, we get... Most of them still work.
Most of these still work, yeah.
I don't know about Jim.
Does homie still work?
Yeah, in some circles. I think homie still work. Cuz also.
Cuz, yeah.
Cuz.
What up, cuz? What up, homie?
Why associate cuz with like, like urban black neighborhoods and then homie with Latino neighborhoods?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I call my cousin cuz and vice versa.
But yeah, fam.
You know that I've had younger kids make fun of me for using the word dude?
Because they think it's their word?
No, because they feel like they think it's outdated or something like that.
Oh, and that's funny.
Because I used to like tutor kids.
I know what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, I used to tutor like kids.
Okay, dude.
Yeah, and then sometimes I would like tutor them in their homes or at libraries or something like that, and then they would sit down and like, so what's up, dude? And then they're like, nothing, dude. Like they're emphasizing the fact that I said dude.
You know? Mock your dude, yeah. We did that with my old man too, because we would say, you know, we would use dude, and in his day he used dude, but a little differently, I guess. But we're like, dude, do this, do that, you know, quick, dude, like very staccato. And then he would be like, hey, dude. It was like, pull out the U. He's like, scratch the hell out of the U. Yeah, dude. It was just like, and it was like, no, you don't do that.
Do you remember any terms from when you were a kid that old people would use that you thought was funny and outdated?
Groovy.
Oh, groovy.
You've heard groovy?
When I was a kid, I heard like older like people use groovy.
Groovy. That's a good one.
People don't use square anymore that much either. Like, oh, you square?
It's antiquated, yeah.
Spaz. Hey, you spaz. People don't use that.
What's the funniest, like, more contemporary slang that you've heard an older person use and it was just wrong? Because, you know, they're trying to be hip and contemporary. And it backfires.
You know, one time I had a teacher and he was talking about, like, what's a bad word and not, and what's a... whatever. And he's like, but, you know, bitching, that's fine. It doesn't have anything to do with the B word, right? You just say it's bitching. And all of us kids were like, what are you talking about? I have never heard anybody say that ever. So he was just revealing this weird old word that we decided was really cool. And we brought it back in the 21st century.
I do remember that's an old, yeah, bitching is an old, like, version of... That's awesome. Something great, yeah.
No one uses the word rat anymore, huh?
That much. No, that's not really, yeah. That comes back every 2.5
again.
Years.
Ninja Turtles again.
Rad, radical.
Rad is short for radical, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And radical, not in the political.
It's sense. A political term.
No, but it also
could. I'm be going something. To a rad rally.
A rad rally.
That sounds like a video game or something. Rad rally.
It sounds like a.
We'll probably find you at the Red Rally before we find you at the Rad Rally.
All right. Well, we've got one more section to do. We'll be right back. Stick around. Oh, the dude is the dude from the Big Lebowski.
The Lebowski. Dude, yeah.
That is the dude.
I can't believe we didn't talk about that more.
Yeah.
I expected Aaron to bring up all kinds of quotes from that film. And then
I don't got quotes from Lebowski. I've seen it before, like twice, but I didn't commit it to memory. Sorry.
What makes the Big Lebowski... Oh, what makes Lebowski the dude? What are his characteristics in that movie?
He wears a bathrobe and sunglasses indoors.
And jelly sandals. He goes to the market and opens a carton of milk and drinks it in the aisle, remember?
At the beginning? He hates the Eagles.
Hates the Eagles, man.
I like him for that. He drinks White Russians, which I think is kind of gross because of the milk thing.
What is that about? Does that make him more of a dude? What makes that?
He has a special drink.
He's late on his rent.
Late on rent?
Yeah. Oh, that makes you a dude.
Bowls.
Yeah, I don't know. We gotta study that movie more.
So are those like masculine signifiers without becoming like signifiers of power? It's just like all the things that make you a man but don't make you good at what you're doing, or don't make you powerful in life. Something like that.
I think it's more like follows the beat of his own drum. You know, he's a nonconformist in that way. He's not going to do what they tell him to do. He's going to do it in a very slothful and, you know, humorous way for the audience. Yeah.
So you think it's more about sloth?
Sure, could be. He was pretty slothful.
He goes against the conventions.
Yeah. That's what I meant.
Of society. Yeah, he goes against the conventions of society.
He's unconventional as heck.
Well, but by
but not in a queer way, though.
What specific conventions of society? Is it like capitalism or something like that, or
concern with appearance?
Yeah, I think it's related to capitalism. He doesn't. He's late on his rent. He doesn't have a job, right? It's unclear where he gets money. But he also doesn't let everything bother him. He's not like, I don't have money, so I gotta stress out over it. He just kind of
very zen about the whole thing.
He just listens. He goes in the bathtub, right, and just like listens to records and smokes joints, and he doesn't seem to care. There's a scene where, like, remember where the other Lebowski guy is like all stressed because his wife's missing, and he's just like, "Hey, dude, can I do a J?" Like, he just doesn't. He's not on the same wavelength with the stresses. Yeah.
One of the funniest, yeah, it's funny because he's late on rent, but at the same time, he has like social cachet with his landlord because he's one of the only people who will entertain his like his artistic endeavors.
His performance art, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and yet that's why the Big Lebowski is so funny, because they take a character with no motivation and they like force him into becoming a detective, essentially. And into all this intrigue with the nihilist, and like, in other words, it's an absurd comedy for that reason.
So then the dude is, what does it mean to be a dude then? Or what is, because you guys know this is a real thing, right? Dudism is a philosophy.
Oh, it's about Luke Big Lebowski, right?
Yeah, it's like based on his character. Yeah. It's like a religion, right? It's how to take it easy and be cool-headed or not care as much or something like that. Mm. Or how to live on your own wavelength, as you were putting it, Efren, right?
It's almost like a bit of a nihilist, but not as pessimistic, I guess. It's more of an optimistic version.
Hmm. Oh, you think that he's like the inversion of the nihilist, or the nihilists are an inversion of him?
Yeah, it's almost like he's a utopian version of the, like, this is the ideal that they strive for, but they can't achieve it.
Because they care too much.
Yes.
Or something.
Yes, there, thank you. All passionate right. people stop caring so much.
All right.
It reminds me of the end of Amadeus, the film, and then Salieri is, you know, okay, professor, we're taking you to a water closet, and then he goes and see the you know, the madhouse, and you see all the people in cages and just, you know, pacing around, all the really sick, mentally ill, and he's there just like lording over the mediocrities everywhere. I absolve you. I am their patron saint.
So, the Big Lebowski also had some good tunes. And if any of them had the word dude in it, that would be a pretty good choice.
CCR, then? Ooh. Are we thinking CCR?
There's CCR, but there's also that Bob Dylan song. Mm-hmm. There's also the Hotel California in Spanish, which sounds really good.
Yeah. But he hated it, right? Didn't we say
he didn't hate? I don't.
He doesn't like.
He hated the regular version in the cab, but yeah. By then they played the other version.
It's unclear how he feels about the Spanish version. Presumably, he might like it more, but yeah. He doesn't. That was non-diegetic. That song.
Also, the air. What was that song? The aeroplane. Something. Something. The aeroplane. It's not CCR. Ah, I forgot the name.
Oh.
From the 70s or 60s.
Lonely Jeffers and I'm going home.
Yeah.
My baby wrote me a letter.
Yeah, yeah. The letter. Yeah,
the song. Letter.
But it doesn't have...
It's not Joe Cocker's The Letter.
Yeah, no, it's a different one.
Yeah.
But then none of those songs have dude in them, though, as a word. I mean...
Do any of them describe someone who could be a dude? In the sense of, you know, the person who doesn't let anything bother them.
No, if you wanted to find the use of dude in a famous song, we already used the Sweater song, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, that song has, I think that song has dude. Like, a lot of Weezer's Blue and Pinkerton album say the word dude, I remember, right?
I don't remember that.
We can't think of it, but they're like, I bet there's like three or four.
In Buddy Holly, they say, "What's with these homies?"
Yeah.
This and
like, yeah. That's a good song, and it's close enough.
Buddy Holly is great, but we're not going to do that one. Oh. Come on.
I can't think of a single song that uses the word dude.
I can.
What?
Very easy.
Oh, then please.
Aerosmith.
Oh, right. Yeah, that is perfect.
Which song?
Dude Walks Like a Lady.
Dude Looks. Walks.
It's, yeah. You're mixing Walk This Way with Dude Looks.
I'm doing it again.
Because I do not care about that band.
I think that's it then, right?
Dude Looks Like a Lady.
It's in the beginning, it's prominent in the whole song, it drives the song.
Dude Walks Like a Lady.
And it kind of...
I'm just going to insist on that.
Thank you for listening to Extreme Vocabulary.
Which has just become misheard lyrics, by the way.
Our music was by Tokuhiko Uwabo and Eriko Imura. This song is by Aerosmith. Email us at extremevocabulary@gmail.com or Twitter us at extremevocab. See you next time.